Welcome to the Certified Skills in AI and Tech podcast, brought to you by Criterion. Criterion is a global leader in assessment solutions, providing software for test development and delivery, as well as test development services for low to high stakes certification programs.
All right, everyone, welcome to this episode of Certified Skills in AI and Tech. We have with us a very special guest, Mehmet from Salome Consulting. He's the Global Solutions Lead. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Excited to talk about the future of work and artificial intelligence.
And as always, we have our co-host, Buzz Walker, Chief Revenue Officer here at Criterion.
Great to spend time with you, Mehmet. Looking forward to discussing the things your company's doing.
Same ways. Nice to meet you all. Awesome.
Well, we can jump straight into the conversation. Mehmet, we'd love to learn a little bit about the problem your company is working on solving. I know, you know, one of the biggest challenges with companies is they have a hard time communicating what they do. So I think one of the most helpful ways to address and try to understand a company is, what is the problem? What is the problem that you work on solving?
Thank you. This is a great question. Salome is really this unique blend of professional services firm where we are deeply passionate about intersecting business, technology, and fundamentally human values. Our main goal is quite simple. We want to help people and organizations not just to dream bigger, but also to make those dreams a reality, helping to build a better tomorrow for everyone. When we talk about the services we offer and the problems that we are trying to solve, it's really about accompanying our clients on their entire journey. And it's not just about basically the strategic advice or building digital products. It's about offering a comprehensive suite of services that truly resonate with what our clients need. We place a huge emphasis on listening, really listening to what our clients are saying, and then sharing our insights and expertise every step of the way. It's basically about empowering our clients, ensuring that even when our direct involvement in a project ends, they are set up for continued success and momentum. In our work with artificial intelligence specifically, we are deeply committed to unlocking the full potential of every organization we partner with. And it's much more than just the technology for us. It's a pivotal tool for us that enables businesses to elevate their operations to new heights. Our role basically guide our clients through the process from upskilling their team to refining and implementing sophisticated data infrastructures to reshaping their operating models. In essence, we are all about people, our clients, their customers, and our team working together to create something valuable and lasting. That's what we do.
That's amazing. That's powerful stuff. I know one of the things that you mentioned, you know, in our conversation before, that you're the global solutions lead when it comes to AI. AI is a big part of what you do. So when we think about AI, artificial intelligence, it's shaped the world today and has really challenged the way we think about everything. So how does artificial intelligence help with these customer outcomes?
Yeah, absolutely. To me, the impact of AI on enhancing customer insights and personalization is going to be crucial. Meaning, let's start with data-driven personalization. AI algorithms have this incredible ability to sift through customer data. Think past purchases, browsing behaviors, preferences, and such. And use that data to tailor recommendations and communications uniquely for each customer. And this is not just about making interactions more relevant. It's about engaging customers in a way that significantly increases satisfaction and loyalty. For instance, e-commerce platforms leveraging AI to recommend products have seen a notable boost in conversion rates simply because the products suggested are those the customers are more likely to be interested in. And there is customer segmentation angle. AI takes it to another level by enabling sophisticated segmentation based on a variety of criteria like demographic information, behavior patterns, etc. This isn't just slicing and dicing data. It's about crafting more targeted marketing strategies, right, that not only improve the effectiveness of promotional campaigns, but also drive a higher return on investment. Moving on to customer service and support, AI transforms this space with 24/7 availability through chatbots and virtual assistants. Imagine having immediate responses to inquiries and support requests at any time of the day. This accessibility is a game changer for customer experience, ensuring that help is always just a message away. And it's not about being there. It's about resolving queries efficiently. Thanks to natural language processing and machine learning, AI systems are getting better at understanding and resolving customer queries over time. This means quicker resolution times and a significant reduction in the workload for human customer service reps, directly boosting customer satisfaction. And there is also this dynamic customization dimension is yet another frontier. With AI, we are talking about dynamic pricing strategies that adjust in real time based on various factors like demand and inventory levels, also ensuring competitive pricing. Content optimization is another area. Lastly, the importance of building long-term customer relationship through a feedback loop for continuous improvement cannot be overstated. AI's role in analyzing customer feedback and behavior is crucial for the ongoing refinement of products, services, and experiences. It's happening, and it's going to be super, super critical for customer outcomes by using artificial intelligence today and the future.
We're really seeing that as well, Mamet, and really seeing that whole customer relationship and being able to tie it into there, how you can expand those relationships.
Absolutely.
And part of that comes into then the what we look at a lot is the training and certification side of things. Mm-hmm. And was wondering if you would expand a little bit more on how critical training is to ensure your customers have the right skills.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for bringing up this crucial point. Training in the realm of AI is not just about imparting knowledge to me. It's about bridging a significant gap. There is this gap between the sophisticated capabilities of AI technologies and the current skill levels of our employees and customers. Without addressing this gap through comprehensive training, the full potential of AI tools risk being left on the table, leading to inefficiencies and underutilization, which no organization wants, right? Moreover, the aspect of enhancing user confidence and competency cannot be overstated. Proper training boosts confidence among users, enabling them to interact with, for example, AI systems much more effectively. This boost is essential for fostering a culture of experimentation and innovation. When people feel comfortable and confident with the technology, right, they are far more likely to leverage AI in creative and impactful ways. Also, there is another perspective that I want to share with you. Tailoring our training programs to specific needs of different user groups is also another strategy that we should prioritize. Recognizing the diverse levels of familiarity and comfort with technology across organization and customer base, we have found that customized learning pathways ensure each individual can progress at their own pace, which is vital for effective learning and adoption. Also, incorporating hands-on experience into training modules is key as well. Through simulations, interactive tutorials, for example, like real-world projects, users can directly apply what they have learned. This hands-on approach reinforces their understanding and skills in a very practical and an engaging way. And let's not forget the importance of continuous learning and adoption. The AI and technology landscapes are evolving at an unprecedented pace. To keep up, establishing mechanisms for ongoing education like regular training, updates, workshops, and access to online learning resources is crucial for both our employees and our customers. Speaking of customers, empowering them through training has led to remarkable outcomes based on our internal studies. Well-trained customers are able to maximize the benefits of AI products and services.
When we think about these technologies and skills, we see a lot in particular with our technology customers that there's just such a rapid pace of change. As they do learning, they need to continue to be training and to update. We sometimes talk about micro-credentials as a way to be able to do that, but see that your whole philosophy around continuous learning really reinforces that.
Absolutely. And also the skills-based talent architectures is going to be the next frontier for any type of career management systems, performance management systems, succession planning, right?
Yeah, exactly. So as we look at this rapid acceleration of technology, what are the future trends that you predict in your industry with this rise of AI and how it's impacting you, your business, your customers?
Yeah. In our recent study with 200 US C-suite executives across various industries, we explored their perspectives, challenges, and opportunities in AI adoption and transformation for the future. Based on this research, 61% of organizations are actively implementing AI, underscoring its pivotal role in the modern business landscape. And 89% envision AI as a tool to differentiate through accelerated business growth, heightened customer satisfaction, and driving continuous innovation. And last, one of the most important findings that we got from the research, 41% cited a shortage of skilled employee as a major hurdle in AI transformation, the most common non-technical obstacle. Looking ahead at the future of AI in business, to me, it's quite fascinating to consider the breadth and depth of its integration. We are on the cusp of seeing AI wave itself into virtually every business function you can think of. For example, the customer service, the HR, finance, marketing, manufacturing, supply chain. The beauty of this integration basically lies in its ability to not only streamline operations, but to significantly elevate the decision-making process with tools like predictive analytics, offering insights in real time that we were previously out of reach. What's equally compelling is how AI is set to revolutionize the concept of personalization for customers. Imagine a world where businesses can tailor their products and services, and even the customer experience itself to fit the unique needs and preferences of each individual. This level of customization is something we're beginning to see more of, and it's poised to set new standards in customer satisfaction and engagement. Yet another very important and critical aspect, as we navigate this future, the ethical dimension of AI becomes increasingly important. There is a growing conversation around the ethics of AI, issues of privacy, bias, and fairness, right? It's becoming clear that as an industry, we need to adopt more robust frameworks and guidelines to ensure that AI's development and deployment are conducted responsibly. Related to this ethical dimension, I also consider transparency is another critical aspect. As AI systems take on more decision-making roles, building trust with customers and the stakeholders is going to be crucial. We are looking at a future where companies will need to be much more open about how their AI algorithms work and how data is used. Essentially, demystifying AI processes to ensure accountability is going to be super, super critical. And the workforce implications is going to be also super important. The rise of AI is catalyzing a significant shift in job roles and skills requirements, especially towards roles that manage AI systems and drive strategic decision making. This shift, to me, underscores the importance of upskilling and reskilling, preparing our workforce for the future and designing new operating models. Importantly, the future also hints at a more collaborative relationship between humans and AI, and new optimized combinations between humans and the machines. Instead of replacing jobs, AI is set to augment human capabilities, in my eyes, enhancing our creativity, enhancing our problem solving, and improving our ability to innovate more. And to me, this synergy promises to amplify the value of human intuition and emotional intelligence in decision making.
Now we see the very much the impact you're talking about, in particular, if I take it back to the thoughts around ethics, privacy, what we're trying to do. We talk a lot about responsible AI and even look at AI as a co-pilot, even though Microsoft's now branding their AI as a co-pilot. But be careful about that for all the branding people out there that are listening. But really do see it as a co-pilot where it's assisting rather than taking over and controlling. In particular, when you're dealing with people and looking at the things, if it's trained with bias, it will produce bias. It only knows as it learns. And so it's really important to always be checking.
Totally agree. There is this augmentation angle, but also there will be like a potential substitution for some areas, because the humans and machines are not working together from yesterday. We have been working with the machines for a long time, from the first advent of Industrial Revolution. Humans and machines are working hand in hand, and there has been some sort of elimination for some areas. But that's an opportunity for human beings, us, to transform ourselves for a higher level, like skills, perspectives, and depth and understanding of the world and how we should be reacting.
Mm-hmm. And do you see any other a further impact on organizations and people from AI?
Yeah, and when we think about the impact of AI on organizations, to me, it's truly transformative. And AI technologies are basically streamlining operations in ways we could only imagine a few years ago, right? Take automation and optimization, for example. By automating routine tasks, tedious and redundant tasks, organizations can reallocate their human resources towards more strategic initiatives, significantly boosting overall efficiency. But AI's influence doesn't stop at operational efficiency. Its ability to analyze vast data sets gives organizations previously inaccessible insights, enabling more informed decision making. Retailers, for instance, are now using AI to delve into customer purchasing behaviors and preferences. This deep dive allows for the tailoring of marketing strategies to individual needs, enhancing engagement, and ultimately sales and revenue, right? And there is the competitive edge AI offers through innovation, organizations leveraging AI for product development. We have a specific team of people we call intelligent products. Organizations leveraging AI for product development or enhancing services can truly set themselves apart in the market. For example, financial services firms employing AI for personalized advice can offer unparalleled value to their clients, distinguishing themselves from the competition. Turning to the impact on people, AI is definitely reshaping the workforce, changing the required job roles and the required key skills. While automation takes over some tasks, it's also creating new roles, especially in AI development, data analysis, and strategic decision making. This shifts, to me, driving a significant need for upskilling and reskilling. Another example in healthcare, the rise of AI has spurred demand for professionals skilled in AI-based diagnostic tools alongside traditional roles. But AI's impact extends beyond the workplace. it's enhancing also personal and professional lives of ours. With AI assistant, managing schedules, automating tasks, and even offering personalized health recommendations. This not only frees up time for personal pursuits, but also enhances our work-life balance. However, with great power comes great responsibility, right? The societal impact of AI, including ethical considerations like privacy and potential for bias, requires careful management to ensure technologies benefit society without infringing on individual rights or exacerbating inequalities. In conclusion, my perspective on potential impact on organizations and people, the impact of AI on both organizations and individuals is profound, offering opportunities for efficiency gains, innovation, and enhanced quality life. Yet, it also presents challenges, particularly in workforce transformation and ethical considerations. As we navigate this evolving landscape, it's crucial to ensure that AI's development and implementation are aligned with the broader goals of societal progress and individual empowerment.
When you think about, the future and organizations that are grappling with this idea of AI taking over, AI changing the way we do things, AI forcing us to really rethink how everything happens within a company, and it could become a little overwhelming because you feel that pressure as a leader of an organization.
Absolutely.
How do you begin to prepare for that as an organization?
Yeah, that's a very important question too. When we talk about preparing organizations for the future with AI, it's like setting out an exciting journey. That's for sure. And the first step, cultivating a culture of lifelong learning. It's crucial for organizations to embed continuous education into their very fabric. It's super important. Imagine having platforms where employees can dive into the latest in AI, machine learning, and data analytics at their pace. It's about keeping that intellectual curiosity alive and well. Now, looking ahead, strategic workforce planning becomes our compass. It's about peering into the future to understand the skills we will need to navigate the AI landscape. This means regularly evaluating our team's skills, identifying potential gaps, and crafting tailored development programs. To me, it's a proactive approach to ensure you're always ready for what's next. And then there's the ethical dimension of AI, an area we must navigate with care. Establishing clear guidelines around the ethical use of AI is non-negotiable. We are talking about ensuring data privacy, addressing biases in AI algorithms, and maintaining transparency in AI-driven decisions. It's about an ethical framework that guides our AI endeavors, ensuring they align with our core values. Another critical dimension is that investing the right technology infrastructure, because those are going to be the building blocks and the roads and bridges for our journey. Without the proper tools and systems to support AI, we can't hope to integrate it seamlessly into our operations, right? Upgrading data infrastructure capabilities, for example, will be one of the most key elements of any type of technology infrastructure processes. Encouraging a culture of innovation and collaboration is like opening up new pathways. It's creating an environment where experimenting with AI is not just encouraged, but celebrated. Initiatives like innovation labs or hackathons, what we do all the time here in Slalom, can spark creativity, allowing employees to explore AI's possibilities without fear of failure. And lastly, the journey of AI is not one to be undertaken alone. Building partnerships and engaging in collaborative ecosystems extend our horizons, offering access to new technologies, insights, and talent. Collaborating with research institutions or joining industry consortia can enrich our understanding and influence the broader AI landscape. In sum, to my eyes, preparing for the future with AI is about much more than just technological readiness. It's about nurturing a forward-looking, ethically grounded, and collaborative organizational culture. By focusing on education, strategic planning, ethical use, infrastructure investment, innovation, and partnership, we are not just adopting the AI revolution, we are shaping it.
Yeah, that's definitely powerful. And I think the key message that I got from everything that you said is that it's time to get started. We need to get started and start working through the processes and begin, because it's already too late. If you haven't started thinking about AI, we're in a phase where ChatGPT can automate a significant amount of work. It can give us faster research than ever before. And we can start thinking about, even outside of ChatGPT, there's so many different platforms and processes that can be automated through AI.
Absolutely.
Mahmoud, I really appreciate your time. Buzz, any final thoughts before we close?
I really appreciate the time and the thought you put into AI and how it's going to impact not only your company, your market, but the broader perspective of training and making sure people have the right skills, the ethical use of AI, and then just even all the things that we only have a glimpse into what's going to happen right now. It's continuing to evolve and change, and 2 years from now it won't look anything like it does today.
Absolutely agree, Buzz.
Well, and appreciate your time. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Ahead. It's a pleasure for me to meet with you and have this wonderful conversation with you.
Thank you, Mahmoud.
Thank you, everyone, for listening into another Certified in Skills in AI and Tech podcast. Until next time, everyone, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Certified Skills in AI and Tech podcast, brought to you by Criterion, where we provide platforms, software, and test development and delivery services for certification programs.